Hello everyone, we're back. Now we've got to dot the top of this with margarine and sprinkle on, and it was an ounce of coconut, wasn't it? 25
this
grams.
Part two now.
Yes.
So if you're seeing part two first, go to part one to understand.
Yes, well I've labelled them.
Well yeah, but people might just be like, oh, there's part two or something, I'm just going to watch this, or listen to this. I don't know why they'd be like that.
Exactly.
They might be.
They might. Is that the right way up?
Yeah.
Oh, I need a scissors.
Desiccated coconut.
Talking scales and a bowl.
How much do we need for this?
25 grams.
Okay.
Hello.
Wait till it says that's it's ready.
It sounded like yellow.
Hello. Right, you need to pour some in.
You need any talking scales.
Why?
Because it sounds horrible.
I know, but that's when they broke and they've sent me a replacement and they do sound horrible. Actually. I think you need a bit more than 2 grams.
I'm being careful. I said 16, by the way, not 60.
Yeah. Oh, I'll put the oven on while you're doing that.
27. Near enough.
Yeah, that'll do. Right, I need to find a clip or something to put on this. Oh, there's one.
I accidentally touched it.
Yeah. Oh, scales, you have no idea, do you?
I touched it again.
Let go of it. I think it's 28.
Yeah.
Right, press that one.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Why does it need to say hello and goodbye? Why can't it just say on or off?
I have no idea.
It's just weird.
So, I don't know what it really means by dotting margarine on here.
What does dotting margarine mean?
Well, I think it means to put little bits on the top.
That's what I imagined. Should I just pour this on then?
No, not yet. I've got to put the margarine. Or are you going to do the margarine?
Oh, you do the margarine.
I was thinking just put few bits like that.
So that it melts.
Yeah. I might be putting too much.
Not sure what you're really supposed to do.
No, just said dot margarine on the top.
What does that mean?
It doesn't really say how much, does it? So, we've got a few dots of margarine on the top. So, can you sprinkle on the coconut, like,
how
evenly?
Shall I just take a pinch and sprinkle it?
Yeah. Do it when it just looks like it's even. I think that's easy. The easiest thing to do.
You can word.
I couldn't talk then.
You can totally word. I am Paula Page and I can word.
Oh, you're so mean to me.
I
Sorry, everybody, this is really exciting.
Shall we just pause it?
Could do.
Now we've sprinkled all the coconut, or Bethany sprinkled all the coconut on the top.
And it says to put it in a moderate oven, which my class reckons that's about 180 degrees or something.
Yeah, we've done it about that. It's hard to tell with this oven, but. And we are going to put it in there.
See how it turns out.
Yeah.
If it gets caught on fire, I won't have anything for that day.
I'm sure it won't. Let me just put it in for you.
Yeah.
It's for 1 hour, so I'll set the timer.
On. 100 timer set for 1 hour.
Are you sure it's 1 hour?
On.
Cooking time 2 hours.
That's how long it's that's how long it's preparation. Read the other bit.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bake for 1 hour. Oh, okay.
I think that cooking time means like all together, like preparation time.
Yeah.
So. Right.
Should say preparation time then.
Well, it should really, yeah. So that is it. Obviously, we don't need to do any recording of taking it out of the oven unless it's completely disastrous.
If it burns on fire or something, just. 2 hours later.
Yeah. Hopefully not. We won't be cooking it. We won't be eating it today. So.
No, she won't get to taste it, and I'm not there on the day.
I won't get to taste it. I know.
So we won't know if it tastes disgusting or not.
We won't know, but I think it will taste very nice.
Yeah, but it's a wartime recipe, Mum.
The wartime recipes weren't all horrible.
Well, I bet they were.
About saving food and making the most of what you had and not wasting anything.
Yeah, but I bet they taste horrible.
No, I don't. I bet they don't. That's got all nice things in it. I bet it's nice.
Yeah, but you wouldn't mix chocolate and pizza, would you? They're both nice things.
You might.
But that would taste disgusting.
But anyway, would mix cake and peaches and coconut.
Okay, does anyone mix chocolate and pizza then?
Unless there's pizza dough. I've heard of chocolate pizzas. Anyway.
Not chocolate pizzas, Mum. Actual pizza with chocolate on top.
Well, no, perhaps not. Right,
exactly.
Anyway. We will let you know how it turns out, if we can.
Yeah, maybe we'll do an extra bit on the end.
Maybe we will, if there's time.
Maybe.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello everyone, right, the timer is done. Find the oven gloves. And the moment of truth is here.
Did it explode?
Well, it didn't explode, no. And I can't smell burning.
Ah, oh, it actually looks pretty good.
Does it? Hang on. Here we go. Can we just put the oven door shut? What does it look like then? Has it gone brown on the top?
A little bit, but not all of it.
Alright.
Okay. Kind of gone the lightest brown colour.
Oh, okay.
It actually looks kind of nice.
Hmm. Should we take a photo?
Audio boom? Maybe it kind of looks nice to me, but I don't know.
Maybe it looks
horrible to everyone else.
I think it will look lovely.
Maybe it looks like a disaster.
I don't think so. Right. Anyway, everybody, I think it's probably
it's
very
to be
nice. Smells nice.
What's the thing called? The thumbnail or whatever?
I don't know what they call it. Maybe just upload a photo.
Pretty sure it's the thumbnail on YouTube.
Oh, well, something like that. Anyway, bye-bye, everybody. We think it's okay, but we might find out what it tastes like from her friends.
Mm.
Bye.
Bye.